Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting second. The right fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bullet Joe Bush. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bullet Joe Bush. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Spence Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sloppy Thurston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sloppy Thurston. And now, play ball. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robertson. The throw from Kraus and he is safe. Robertson steals second. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robertson moves to third. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robertson scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Kraus and he is out, Davis applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Mostill moves to third. Davis moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards second. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mostill scores. Davis scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Bennett. Falk reaches second base with a double. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dixon for a passed ball. Falk moves to third. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Dixon to McManus covering second. The throw back to home, and Falk is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thurston fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krause moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krause scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Dixon and he is safe. Ma still steals second. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Dixon to McManus covering second. The throw back to home, and Ma still is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Thurston covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to third. Sheely moves to second. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harris is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Bennett takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bennett moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields it and throws to home to get Bennett. Sisler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 0-for-1 in the game. Thurston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Dixon strikes out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sheely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheely moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bennett bunts towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robertson moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Bennett for the double play. Robertson moves to third. 2 outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thurston bunts in front of the plate. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Krause moves to second. 1 out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Collins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bennett. Falk reaches second base with a double. Sheely moves to third. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Milt Gaston now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sheely scores. Falk moves to third. Harris moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robertson. Fox scores. Harris moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, White Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, White Sox. Jack Tobin pinch hits for Leo Dixon. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Collins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerber strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Lamott pinch hits for Milt Gaston. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Rego now catching. Brad Springer now pitching. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thurston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Maw still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maw still is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Maw still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Rego and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bennett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Falk bunts towards the mound. Springer fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to third. Sheely moves to second. One out. Bill Barrett pinch hits for Spence Harris. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Collins tags and scores. two outs. It's 9-2, White Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Sheely moves to third. Barrett moves to second. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thurston hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Barrett now playing right field. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, White Sox. Tony Rego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rego hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Rego moves to second. Harry Rice pinch hits for Brad Springer. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields the ball and throws to Thurston covering. Safe. Rego moves to third. Gerber moves to second. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Robertson is hit by the pitch. Rego scores. Gerber moves to third. Rice moves to second. It's 9-4, White Sox. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bennett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerber scores. Rice moves to third. Robertson moves to second. It's 9-5, White Sox. Ted Lyons now pitching. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.